Merry Christmas, everybody.
Citizen from Uzbekistan has been detained for killing a Russian general, according to Russian officials. Igor Kirillov died in an explosion outside his apartment building yesterday, alongside his aide. Angela Rayner says funding of almost £1 billion next year marks a turning point in government efforts to tackle homelessness. It comes as official figures show around 160,000 children were in temporary accommodation between April and June this year. Minister for Homelessness and Democracy Rushanara Ali spoke about these numbers.
In terms of the challenge we face, what we have is 160,000 children who are living in temporary accommodation. And as a result, this winter, children and families are going to be living in temporary accommodation.
UK inflation has risen to its highest level since March, driven by an increase in petrol prices last month. The Office for National Statistics said inflation rose to 2.6% in November, up from 2.3% the previous month. And a new study shows wine might be good for your heart. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Liv Thompson.
When you need a number fast, the only number you need is 118212.
Miss Maureen, the telephone detective, at your service.
Maureen! 118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call, plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge, plus your phone company's access charge.
Coming up, The Business Mix Show.
This New Year's Day, Colorful presents 100 Greatest Soulful Love Ballads. It's perfect for lovers. Enjoy a curated journey of love and romance. Join our loved up listening party. You can sing along, dance along, and just let the mood take you. 100 Greatest Soulful Love Ballads this New Year's Day, only on Colorful.
It burns when I pee.
It's right around the corner.
My sinuses are painful.
It's closer than you think.
His itchy rash is spreading.
It's just down the road.
My sore throat is getting worse.
It's not too far away. Your pharmacist can do a lot, and now they can provide treatment or some prescription medicine, if needed, for 7 common conditions, without you seeing a GP. Just think pharmacy first. Find out more at nhs.uk/thinkpharmacyfirst. Subject to age eligibility, including 1 to 17 years old for earache prescription medicine. Service available at majority of pharmacies.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very wintry good evening to you. Welcome to The Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And yes, welcome to The Business Mix on Colourful. My name is Rachel, and we are here with another another great show, but actually, I'm actually very excited about this show because we get to do a little practical.
Something different. Yes.
Like, you know, science experiment type. Remember, like when you was at school and it was science lessons and you knew he was going to do a practical. And
oh my gosh. Taking it back to school, Rachel. Taking it back to school.
But welcome to The Business Mix, where we bring you the best in all things Black business. And we just join you on your entrepreneurial journey as we're traveling and riding the entrepreneurial roller coaster ourselves. So we hope you've had a productive 2024. We're coming into the end, to the this is our last show of 2024.
It is. Can you imagine? So again, as we always say, every year we're gonna come bigger and better. Next year, doing different things, all sorts. Can't wait to show you what's happening for The Business Mix next year, 2025.
We've got big sleeves because there's a lot up there. So
yeah,
you'll have to wait and see.
Oh dear. And so our, Rachel, who have we got today?
Our guest. So, bit of background, bit of context. Obviously, it's that season, the wining and dining and celebrating. So we've been out. We've been
shaking a leg.
We've been eating quite a lot.
Hence the double chinning. The chinning is doubling.
You know what? The best thing about being on Colourful that no one could see what the novel is. So that's fine. But we have been out, like a lot of our shows have been kind of around like the food and beverage
recently, definitely.
Culinary industry. And we're just keeping to that theme. So we actually went out. We went to a supper club, which was put on by UK Black Chefs Network. And it was Giants of Africa with a wonderful chef whose name just suddenly escaped. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why.
You carry on. I'm going to find that. Right, I'm going to get it.
Just like a tantalizing kind of journey for the taste buds through Nigeria.
Yes.
High end, fine dining. You kind of had to be there. If there's another one,
I think it's next year, 2025 January. But I don't know. But yeah, she goes everywhere, does it different locations. But the food was beautiful. It was a mixture of things you wouldn't necessarily put together. No, or put differently. So maybe you would expect moi moi, but it's in a different way. It was lovely. We had fun, didn't we? We had a great time. And we met some friends out. So, yeah, we had a blast. And then, just by chance, this young, dapping gentleman came to our table, was chatting to us, and we asked what he did. And he said he's a wine expert. And we went, what does that entail? And here he is.
Yes.
Manny Does Wine, welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So, as Chrissy said, we were out eating, drinking, wine and dining. you came to our table. I think you served us some cocktails first.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Plantain cocktail.
I'm
African, so plantain.
She wants to try. We're in the season. Don't try it. Thank you.
Plantain cocktail but mixed with Cromanti rum, which is a black owned rum. Yep, which was lovely. Even me, who doesn't like coconut, I did drink it. So please tell us, introduce yourselves. How did you find yourself there at that event? Or maybe we'll come to that in a little bit, but just introduce yourself to our listeners.
Cool. So as you said, my name is Manny Does Wine. What I do, is it not loud enough? I've got to shout.
Carry on, shout.
Yeah, all right. So yes, Manny Does Wine. What I do is basically in the name. So I do everything to do with wine. So I teach people, I speak to brands about exposing their wines. I kind of work with supermarkets as well. So I go to tastings for Tesco's, Aldi, Morrison's, most of the supermarkets that you've got, Asda, most of the supermarkets they've got going on, and I'll basically just see what they've got, talk about the wines, again teach. I do also run vineyard tours as well, so
okay,
kind of like get more people from ethnic diverse backgrounds to understand the world of wine through activity. So run wine tastings for people privately and for corporate events as well. So yeah, I'm a little bit of everything when it comes to
it. Absolutely. So we're going to get to how you got into the wine industry in a little bit. Yeah. But what is your, before you got into wines, what were you doing? What was your professional background?
I was a train driver. I was a train driver before I got into wines, and I know that we're going to talk about my journey. Do you want to talk about it now, or do you want to go into it a bit later? But yeah, like start off with the trains, and then I just ended up in wine. It was only supposed to be a small gap, and I ended up spending a while there still. So yeah, I learned a lot more about the wine industry through working in Majestic. Because that's where I worked. Mm-hmm. So And
yeah, I remember having a conversation about you at Majestics and how you would travel most of the UK and you would be the only black representative in that company.
Well, it was most of London, to be honest. Like, I didn't really, like, there's only occasionally I stepped out of, like, London. Like, I would go to places like Grantham or whatever, like, a couple of times, but it was more London, and mainly South East London. But all the stores that were around, I was in all of them.
So you were well known across London.
Oh yeah,
well, in the Majestics.
It's very hard not to know me. I was the only black guy, so
exactly.
They're like, "Oh yeah, you must be Manny." So I was like, "Yeah."
So tell us, I guess, how long have you been doing the within the wine industry and as a wine specialist? Would you say how long have you started?
Well, I did. I left Majestic in like 2016. So, from I say basically then, I basically had everything I needed to keep going forward in the wine industry. But I just forgot about it until lockdown kicked in.
Right.
And obviously, from lockdown, everybody was drinking at home. So then everyone started asking me questions about wine because I'm the only person they knew that knew what wine entailed. And yeah, from there, I started an Instagram page and then kept going from there and realized in this wine space that I'm in now, there's not many people of an ethnic diverse background in there. Mm. So I just kept going from there. And yeah, I'm here.
And was it a difficult transition, like moving from trains to, okay, you're in Majestics, but I mean, is it something that you had a passion for once you got into it and it just continued and escalated, I guess?
I think that's what it is. I got into it and then it just kept going. I just stayed. Because working in Majestic, you drink every day.
And okay.
Yeah, you basically drink every day because there's a tasting counter. And wine is vast. It's bigger than I ever thought in the beginning. I thought it was just, oh yeah, that all wine's the same and stuff. But once you get in there, you realize that there's so much to learn, so much to taste, so much to understand that, yeah, I just ended up staying there for like 2 years instead of the 3 months. And then my love for wine spiraled. Like, I kept learning. After I left Majestic, I'm still learning. Even till now, I'm still learning.
Mm. So
what would you say is, as you said, you keep learning. What have been some, I guess, new discoveries that you've perhaps come across this year, within the past 12 months or so? Any favourites or any surprises, something that you thought, I would never see this or didn't know about that?
Okay, well, I say, I don't know if I've learned about it this year, but do you know about palm wine?
Yes.
Sparkling palm wine is a thing now. And
okay.
Made in like a traditional method, like how they make sparkling wines properly. They're making palm wine like that. Traditional sparkling wines, they're making palm wine the same.
Mm.
It tastes lovely. So that's a big discovery. Also, that Aldi sells exceptionally good wine.
Really?
Oh yeah. I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's Aldi, but Aldi sells really good wine, and I feel like a lot of people need to try their wines more. They're able to buy a lot more, and then by being able to acquire a lot, they can bring prices down.
Yeah. So
they give you better quality for cheaper prices. But yeah, like Aldi, definitely a big discovery for me this year.
We probably have to say that other
disclaimer,
are available, but if you haven't tried Aldi, give them a go and then let us know what you thought. Were
Definitely.
They as good as, better than, worse than your usual wine retailer that you might try?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if people decide to follow me, which they should, I talk a lot about different wines. So like Aldi, I'll pick up a wine from Aldi and I'll talk about the wine from Aldi. So like I'll tell you what you can have it with, what it tastes like, and then obviously it's a great recommendation for people, and if they like it they can tell me what they think.
So does that mean cheap wine's not necessarily a bad wine? You know, you get that kind of that thought process, that the cheap wines are the really awful ones, give you a headache the next day kind of thing.
I think it's a fine line, because there's some cheap wines that are not really good for you and are covered up with a load of sugar.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at stuff like, I really shouldn't name their names.
No, don't name the names.
Let's
say this. If you want to get the real lowdown, at the end of the show, we'll give you Manny's details. You can follow him, you can DM him, and he'll tell it all there.
I'll store the beans.
But there are some, I think you mentioned to us when we met, there are some wines or some brands that actually probably not the best for.
But there are some cheaper wines that are only cheap because maybe the region that they're grown in is not well known. So reduce the price to get people to drink those wines, or the country in itself.
It's not
well known, so then they have to bring it down. Like if you find like maybe a Moldovan wine, you like in a supermarket, you might be like, I don't know if they make wine in Moldova, but they do. But not many people are going to pick it up because they don't know what it tastes like. So reduce the price for you to pick it up.
And so I guess off of the back of that then, so yes, we're talking about, you know, drinks, food and beverage industry, but actually there's a whole kind of tourism to this and to the work that you do. So how do you kind of like go about perhaps creating a tour in Moldova, for example, to go and maybe taste these kind of wines? Is that the kind of thing that you do?
Yeah, so at the moment, like I've recently come back from Argentina. So, like, I learned a bit more about the vineyards that were out there and the processes you have to go through to maybe visit some of these vineyards. And a lot of them are very easy to visit. You just basically go online, just see what vineyards are in the area that you're trying to visit. So if you go to, I don't know, if you go in Spain, for example, and you go to Barcelona, you can just research the vineyards that are outside of the city.
Right.
You can just take a day and just maybe hire a car even. Well, actually, you're going to be drinking, so...
Responsible drinking only.
You might get Uber or something like that, because like this, the vineyards outside of Barcelona are not that far away. They're like maybe 45 minutes outside of the city, so it's actually quite easy to get to. And then you can just take a tour, speak to them. You might be able to pay. Some of them are very friendly and they're like, oh, just come and drink, come in. So you need, like, some people are just very proud of what they have, the smaller vineyards. The bigger ones, you usually have to pay for the tour. But, you can just book a flight, figure out what's there, and plan your trip.
Take it from there. Now, I know I've been to wine tasting, and I think I was quite young then, thinking that when we go wine tasting, you are going to devour glasses and glasses of wine. But you're not. You're going to be sophisticated. You're going to be Jamal. You're going to taste little bits at a time to get real flavour of the wine. So just before, in case you haven't been, just so you can lower your expectations that you're going to be drinking glasses and glasses of wine.
You need to be on a level, so then that way you can remember what you're doing. Otherwise, you're on the floor.
Like, absolutely.
I can't give you big, massive glasses as well. Smaller pieces, so like, you know, just so you can keep your head.
Yes, of course.
And then at the end of it, whatever's left over, you just go through.
There you go. So you've spoken a bit about your journey so far, but what does it actually take to be a wine expert, a wine connoisseur?
Qualifications are not a must, but it helps. Once you get into, like, you do your WSET, Wine and Spirits Educational Trust qualifications, level 1, 2, and 3. And from that, gives you a good foundation as to, you know, how to talk to other people about wine, as well as for yourself, just to build up your knowledge. Other than that, if you drink a lot, if you drink like a good level of wine and you like to explore and you look at different countries and different areas within that country, if you like a white, a red, a rosé, a sparkling, or sherry. There are even orange wine. There's so many different types of wine.
Yeah.
When you start sampling and tasting and getting into different areas, then yeah. Or even just looking at different grape varieties and then just tasting. And then from there, looking at the different grape varieties from the same grape variety from the different countries, like, and see how they taste different. You know what I mean? You can have a Sauvignon Blanc from France and a one from New Zealand, and they taste different.
Completely different.
Yeah. So, you know, after all that, you're able to talk to people about it.
And I asked you I'm sure there are many wines that you like, that kind of you've got your favourites, your top tiers up there. But are there any that you don't like? Do you have like a...
Oh, Rachel, you
I know, are. Right? Big questions. I just wonder, because, you know, like, even as a chef, you cook with food all day long, but there's some things that actually I don't like the taste of that, but I have to eat it. I don't like the taste of this wine, but I do tastings with it. Is there one that you...
There's a couple that I don't like. I would say grape varieties more than anything.
So
for example, Sauvignon Blanc, but from New Zealand.
It's not for you.
It's not for me. It's just overly acidic. and it's too sharp.
Right. Got it.
I mean? So, and I know that a lot of the winemakers tend to pick the grapes a bit earlier. Just so they can give that little extra acidity.
Okay.
But it gives it that, it's like, it's calling card, it's mark. So
got it.
A lot of people know that New Zealand wine's high.
It's like this. Okay.
I'm learning. I did not
know. We are learning.
There's also a grape variety called Picpoul, which is like a French variety from the coast. I don't like that wine.
Right. Okay.
I don't
sitting with passion.
And the thing is, a lot of brands, I actually made a video on my Instagram about the fact I don't like this variety. And a couple of companies started sending me Picpoul to try and check.
They started I bet for you to taste it so you can say, I really like this one, but Manny was like, no.
There was one, but the thing is, like, the way they've made it is not the typical Picpoul.
Okay.
It had like it had more of a creamy element to it. So the process that they'd put under is not how I'm used to when it comes to a Picpoul. I like this. I don't like the other one.
Got you.
It was like, you know, yes, you can not like a grape variety, but you have to try different brands.
Because
everyone slightly makes it a little bit different, and then you find one that you do like. So, yeah.
We learned him. So Manny, in your experience, I know we're going to do something special nearer the end, but have you come across a lot of black owned wines on the shelves, or have you gone to vineyards that are owned by black families, because I know they do that a lot in America? Have you come across them? Are they popular? What are we doing to kind of elevate and highlight these brands as well in the sector?
So I know, like, when it comes to the UK, when it comes to black owned brands, when it comes to in relation to wine, there's not many. Like, there's two guys that I know. The guy who does the sparkling palm wine, his name is, it's like London Mania. If you find that on Instagram, you'll see the sparkling palm wine. And there's another guy called Max who he's like an educator, but has a wine company himself.
Okay.
And he has his own wine as well.
That
he sells under his name or under the name Max. So these are the only two guys that I know that do anything in terms of wine production. There's a lot of spirits brands in the UK that you find, like a lot of black people who do vodka or a brandy or a rum.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those. But when it comes to wine, it's not the same. Whereas I speak to a lot of people from America and there's brands.
Yeah, it's growing, really growing. Like,
if it's not individuals, then you've got a lot of celebrities.
Yeah,
of course.
On, like, obviously Jay-Z has Ace of Spades, Mary J. Blige has a wine, Raekwon from the Wu-Tang Clan has a wine.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, and then you've got a whole lot of basketball players
who have
wines as well. So it's like, it's a big thing over there. But slowly, there is, I can't believe I forgot about this brand. It's a South African brand, about a South African wine from a UK brand, Dean Forbes. He has a wine with another guy called Dumi, who was from the music background, Tiny Temper's manager.
Okay.
Thing, and now they've kind of come together and made a wine called Severin.
Nice.
That's another black-owned wine.
Good.
I should say, yeah, he's out there.
So how does that work in practice? Does the UK have vineyards, or would these manufacturers or these winemakers use vineyards abroad and then make the wines and then they're over?
They're usually abroad. But the UK does have vineyards. The UK has close to 1,000 vineyards.
Mm.
So there are a lot that's here. But in terms of what grows here, got the same thing that grows in Champagne. So we have very much the same kind of conditions as well. So a lot of the French Champagne houses are buying vineyards in the UK and are now starting to grow. They'll call it sparkling wine because they can't.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, they can't call it champagne.
Can't call it champagne. Can't call it Rue.
So they'll just call it UK or British sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine.
A brand name on top, but be owned by, say, Moët or Tattinger.
Got it. Like
so then in the next few years, you'll see a lot more UK sparklings hitting the shelf that are owned by
the bigger brands. Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting.
So you'll grow here Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, which are the three wines, the three grape varieties that you'll find in Champagne, as well as a couple of other like lesser known grape varieties.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So I think maybe let's do one more question before we get to the fun bit. Actually, no, let's get to the fun bit right now because times are ticking and we want to spend as much time. So what we're going to do, good listeners, is that we're going to do a bit of a wine tasting with you guys. So you may not be able to see us smell the wine, but we encourage you to go out and, you know, try some of the items that we've got. But before we do this, Manny, how do people find you, contact you, and follow your journey with wine?
If you want to find me, I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok as well, both under the name Manny Does Wine. So M-A-N-N-Y Does Wine. You'll find me on both. Very easy to contact me. My email's on there. Not my number. Because you know, it's crazy, but a lot of people who want to DM me, ask me questions or whatever, you can get through to me on there. And any questions you do have, I'll make a reel or something based around the question you have, because whatever you're asking, someone else is probably asking the same thing.
Absolutely, perfect. So, how are we starting? Are we going with a white or a red? And then can you introduce the wine that we're going to be exploring?
Okay, so we're going to start with the white and then we'll move to the red. Like, I know everyone's seen this rosé, but we're not having that one. Just like,
okay.
there is a rosé available. This is a brand called Amandala that I'm actually an ambassador for. So, let's see, guys, to see that. As you can see, a lovely black lady on the front.
Yep. So I feel like let's describe, because I actually really love the branding.
Yeah, I love the branding.
It's very striking. So there's a lovely black lady on the front. She's got a beautiful afro. The afro is adorned with color. So the lady's like in black and white.
Yeah.
And the afro is adorned with flowers, butterflies in colour.
Birds.
Really.
There to represent her crown. So her crown is basically full of everything that, like, nature, if you know what I mean?
Got you.
It gives that whole idea of black women, nature, like the loving, caring, soft side of who a black woman is. So
and at the same time, still very glamorous, like very beautiful. Like she looks, she looks wonderful. She looks stunning.
The name, where does the name come from?
So the name Amandla is actually what the word that Nelson Mandela shouted when he came out. So okay. when he was released, he shouted Amandla to the people, meaning the power within us.
Right.
So it has, if you realize on the label, you've got a lot of like freedom, powerful kind of statement. So this one, the white one is actually Future. I don't know if you want to
see. Yes, okay.
So Future. The rosé one is freedom, and the red one is power.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they all have an element of, I don't know, freedom, power.
Definitely. It's empowering. Yeah.
Plus, it's lovely description at the back as well. Sorry to interrupt.
It's all there, people. So,
yeah.
But the most amazing thing about this company is it is an all-woman company. So everybody's female and everybody's black. So from the woman who creates the wine, the winemaker, to the woman in finance, to the woman who is picking the grapes in the vineyards, everyone's a woman. So it's basically a woman-dominated wine brand, and everyone's black. So it has, like, obviously represented with the black woman on the front of the label.
Perfect. Right, let's get into it. So we're starting with the white. I have the white. Yeah. So lead the way, Manny. I'm going pouring the wine.
All right, cool. So let's get into it. All right, so you know how to pour a glass of wine, right?
You have to tilt.
Please tell us.
Just talk us a little bit.
Yep.
And then as we're tasting, we only have a little bit. Don't go crazy. Yeah, like at my tastings, you're only like, this is probably the most, and this is even
that you get
too much. Okay. You know what I mean? So, all right. So do you know how to hold a glass of wine?
No. Again, describe.
So you always have to hold from the stem or the base. I like to hold mine like this because it gives me swirl, like power. I can angle it. But, you know, like but if you just hold it like that, it's seen as the classy way of holding
it. Definitely classy here.
On the stem. And is that because your hand, does it change the temperature of the wine?
So if you hold it like this, you start changing the temperature of the wine.
Look at you, Rachel.
She knows.
So, I thought she only drank Lambrini, but she actually knows her.
She's been learning.
I've been on a couple of wine tastings, and I do remember them saying, like, try not to hold the actual glass.
I did not know.
Don't hold the bowl. The
glass itself.
Okay,
you hold the bowl, you basically warm up the wine, and it changes the flavors and the taste and the aromas.
This is a Sauvignon Blanc,
yes.
Yes, okay.
So South African, this is a South African brand, so this is South African Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
So one thing I'll say is when you get like a Sauvignon Blanc or any wine from warmer countries, so basically countries in the Southern Hemisphere, you're going to get more flavors of tropical fruit if it's white, stone fruit like peach and stuff like that. If it's in the northern hemisphere, you're more likely going to get stuff like citrus, like lemon, grapefruit, and stuff like that. So southern, you tend more tropical; northern, more citrus. Yeah, and so this is from South Africa, so you got more the southern hemisphere. So as you're swirling, do you know why we swirl?
No.
Okay, so when you're swirling the wine, again, you're basically allowing the air to touch the wine a little bit more. So by doing that, it opens up aromas,
releases
flavors in the wine. I'll get you to have a smell. What do you get?
I knew you'd ask that.
Mm.
I'm going to say, no, I'm not.
Come on.
Is there lemony?
Yeah, you will get a little bit of citrus. You will get a little bit of citrus. But can you...
I can't... I'm trying to describe the smell that I...
You need to describe it very well. because people can't see you with
grapes.
You see that one? Yeah, that's such a cop out. Oh, I smell grapes. Like, yes, you get grapes. All right, you really, if I tell you it should be tropical scents? So, what kind of tropical flavors?
Maybe a bit of pineapple, maybe.
There we go.
Pineapple.
A little bit of passion fruit.
Yes. So, yeah, I can definitely, the pineapple and passion fruit, they're the flavors that I've found it difficult to, yeah.
All right, let's have a taste. Go on.
Okay.
Honest response.
Nice.
And whilst she's thinking of her response, I will also say, because I'm the responsible one here, that it is recommended that we have just 14 units of alcohol a week. Was it responsible drinking over the Christmas
period? Yeah, so drink responsibly.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Rachel. You are the
responsible one. There's a designated driver. If you're out for the evening, definitely do not even think about drinking and driving.
Okay. I like this. Pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Why?
Very nice. It's very smooth.
Mm.
Smooth. Sometimes with this particular wine, you get that Sharpie taste. That's what I found, but I don't know if it's just the brands that I've been drinking. But this is very smooth, very nice.
Yeah.
Rachel, you know where I'll be after this. But anyway, with my feet
drinking up her 14 units.
This is very nice, really nice.
Okay.
One thing about these wines, they're actually made to be approachable, very drinkable, made to be drunk with friends.
Okay.
So if you have a party or if you have like a group of people around, say you're around with the girls, grabbing a bottle of Amandla, whether white, the blush or the red, very approachable. So you're more likely going to find something that everybody can enjoy.
Got it.
So before we move on to the red, because Rachel's eagerly awaiting to have the red, what would you pair this with?
Okay, so with this, again, it's like it's a white, you're more looking for stuff like you can have some salad, like a cheese salad. You can have some cheeses as well. So if you want something like I love like the blue cheese.
Yeah, so why? Would it go with the blue cheese?
I say try it. The cheeses, as well as like stuff like if you have like a chicken or some fish. Like just I don't know, maybe a salmon tuna, something like that. You can enjoy that with it. Or you can drink on his own.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you. This is lovely. So,
right,
Rachel.
Is it my turn now?
It's your turn.
So I've got the power. So, yes. Go for it, Manny. Introduce this one.
Okay, so this one is the power. So you see that on the side of the bottle there.
Yeah.
This is also, this is Shiraz and Zinfandel blend.
So okay.
A lot of people, when they think Zinfandel, they think that white Zinfandel that they get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, one thing I'll say, there's no such thing as white Zinfandel. It's not a real grape. Zinfandel is a red grape.
Right.
So, like that, what they're selling you with that is like a gimmick. It kind of makes people feel, oh, it's something different. It's new. Mm. It's just
right. Okay, got it.
So yeah, Shiraz, you're more like you got like the more spicy element when it comes to wine. So whether it's Australian or if it's from South Africa, it still gives you that more spicy element. Yeah. Whereas the Zinfandel tends to be more of the calming element. It kind of
brings
a little bit of smoothness to it as well.
And
a little bit more fruit. So
So they've tried to blend the two.
Oh, they blend the two, yeah.
Okay. It's
a lovely blend.
Okay.
You ready?
So let's pour. Let's put this here.
So I made a comment earlier about red wine and leaving it to breathe. Is that true or false? Do you need to do that? Can you just go straight into it?
It's definitely a thing. So it's usually called like decanting. So it's more like you're decanting your wine. So a lot of people tend to pour their wine into like a decanting vase.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So by doing that, you poured it all out. The wine is now mixing up with the air. You swirl it around, whatever. You can leave it for maybe about half an hour. It kind of changes the whole thing. Like more flavors, more fruit flavors. Mainly because a lot of these wines have been stored in the bottle for a while. So after they've been fermented or maturated or whatever, they put them straight in the bottle.
Especially
ones that have been in steel tanks instead of like wooden casks.
Yeah.
Steel tanks, bottle it straight away, they send it to you.
Well, so I have to say, even just opening the wine, this is really fragrant. Like I can smell it like literally as soon as I hadn't even poured it yet. Just opened the bottle and it's very, very fragrant. Absolutely.
Yeah, like in half an hour, it will add extra flavours to it. Trust me.
Wow. Okay.
Well, we've got half an hour today. So
later on, obviously, you can tell me, Manny, you know what? I had that thing 30 minutes later and I'm telling
you. It tastes different.
It was lovely. But also, by swirling your wine, it kind of does a lot of the same thing too.
Same thing.
Okay, I'm gonna, on a short scale. Give it a little.
Your swirl game needs a little bit of work, but it's all right. We can, you know.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm scared it's gonna go everywhere.
Yeah, don't worry. You have to have no fear.
Be free, Rachel.
I've got the power.
It's the power. Come on.
Okay.
All right, cool. So after swirling, what do you smell?
Ooh, definitely like. Oh, okay. So first thing, definitely spice. Like it's spicy. Yeah. Like it's almost like cloves. It's not cloves, but that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, cloves and pimento and that kind of smell.
Yeah, that's more coming from the Shiraz. So
actually, then I got a little bit of a punch. This is gonna make me sound very unwine educated. But this is just the way that the first, not medicinal, but almost like a, not aniseed. I can't actually put my finger on it, but there's a.
And isn't it weird? You can smell it, but to say what you can smell.
This is why I rate Manny and what he does, because he's very well and able to articulate what we're supposed to smell it, you know, the fragrances, all of that, the body.
So Manny, tell us, what are we meant to be smelling? What's Rachel meant to be
smelling? That's what I want to say. There's definitely, there's a depth. It's like there's layers
Look at Rachel. It smells a little structured,
doesn't it? We call it structured.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so like, but basically you're smelling like different levels of fragrances. So different aromas. I get like a lot of red fruit as well. So stuff like plum.
Yes. It's like, have you ever had like a plum crumble?
A little bit of cherry.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That starts kicking in as well. But with the spice, when you're talking about cloves and stuff, I more or less will say you're more or less on the money when you come to that.
And there's a reason why I chose the red, because I'm not normally a red kind of girl, you see. Okay. But I wanted to grow up a little bit. Let me be a bit more mature. So
more adult.
adult. I should have like a side of olives with this or something, I'm feeling.
Ooh. Wow. You know, olives with wine.
Cheese board, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, this is not bad.
Nice, right?
Yeah, there's no vinegar taste. That's why I did not like red. It's very vinegary.
It's smooth, it's approachable. And that, again, that's what the wines are supposed to be like. This is why you can have them with friends, because no matter what friend you've got, you'll find something here. And no one will be like, oh, no, I'm getting that little tannins, for example.
No, not at all. I could actually drink this. I thought, let me get the red. Just if I don't like it, I can cook with it afterwards. But I don't want to cook with this. I want to drink it. Very, very nice. But Amandla, I cheers to you. Thank you.
Don't worry. We're going to tag them.
They'll be notified. They'll be notified. Lovely.
Oh, I wish we had another one.
Taste the spice.
Say that again.
You taste the spice.
Definitely, yeah. And it's warming without being like a punch to the chest.
It's like a winter warmer.
Yeah,
it hugs you a little bit.
That's where I was kind of, that's like the medicinal kind of. It makes me feel
Could you do a mulled wine with it?
Yeah, you can do a mulled wine with most of it.
I mean, I'm not a mulled wine
gal,
but
yeah,
you could do a nice sangria.
Ooh, Rachel.
Yeah, you could do a lovely sangria with that, I think.
But yeah, like you can see yourself coming home after a long day at work and say someone's annoyed you and you're like, you know what, let me just pour a nice glass. Just a glass.
Just crazy, a glass.
But a glass and just sit down, curled up on the sofa. You know, it might be raining outside or whatever, you know how England goes. And then just be like, I don't know, watching a nice program on Netflix with a glass of this.
Bit of EastEnders. A call to Rachel complaining about life. Sounds like a perfect night in.
You see? You've already set the scene.
Yeah, set the scene. Oh, this has been amazing. I wish we had another 45 minutes and another bottle of wine to try, but alas, we don't. Manny, thank you so much. It's been a real joy having you. And what a better way to end 2024 with the Business Mix.
Saying cheers.
Yeah. Manny, cheers. Thank you so much. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you for being
a pleasure.
The co-pilot for the past year and
another year.
Another year, should I say. Let's see where we take off to in 2025.
Yeah. Indeed.
Actually, we might have to catch up at the end of 2025 and see what's going on.
I was actually
before
we go, really quickly.
Go on.
I wanted to find out from Manny, what can we expect from you? What have you got planned? Is there anything, there might be some exclusives, I don't know, but is there anything you can let us into that you'll be up to next year?
I've got some vineyard tours coming up in 2025. So we're planning a UK one. Another UK one that I've done one already, and we took 50 people down to a vineyard in West Sussex called Bolney. 50 people have never been to a vineyard before. They loved it. Did a wine tasting there, vineyard tour. We took them out for dinner. It was great. So now we've got another one of those coming up, and we're also planning one abroad too. So
we'll be there.
Yeah,
we'll be
hot. I can't say where yet, but we just know it's going to be abroad and it's going to be hot.
Excellent.
So,
follow Manny Does Wine for more, and keep following the Business Mix.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Anyone wants a private wine tasting? Holler at me.
Okay.
And I have my wine tastings coming up. They're all on the page as well. Yeah. So I've got some interesting ones coming up this year too. So. Yeah,
also, I remember you saying if you're having like a dinner or a private event or a public event, you've got your menu, you'll be there to recommend
some wines for you guys to try with that as well. So yeah, that's all part of the service.
But it's more than just tasting,
yes, absolutely. Rightio, alas, we say goodbye, farewell, see you next year.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep it colorful.
The Business Mix Show.
Yo, yeah. I waited so I can feel it. She naked, she wanna feel it. Jamaican, you wanna feel it. Blazing, you wanna feel it. I waited so I can feel it. Mom. She naked, she wanna feel it. Mom. Jamaican, you wanna feel it. Mom. Blazing, she wanna feel it. Mom. Voila. Loosen up nines and we be with the guys in a new funky wave. When they're young and they rise and I like it. Widen and I've a good time, man. Walla, jala. More luck, more time, more. More luck, more time, more. More luck, more time, more. She wanna, and she just can't stop. More luck, more time, more. More luck, more time, more. More luck, more time, more. Keep whining, you just can't stop. More luck, more time, more. She wanna, and she just can't stop. More luck, more time, more. Keep whining, you just can't stop. More luck, more time, more. Keep whining, you just can't stop. More luck, more time, more. We don't show the just can't stop.
Business Mix Show.
The song.
she never ever do. What we did nobody there, she did like the one dress you. She did do the dirty dance you. Valentino, she did wear you know. She called me Funk Master Flex you know. Everything I want, she give me. She tell me every day she wanna see me, oh yeah. Bad boy Weezy, star boy Weezy, boy I make her dance like you. You know my girl nice, and I swear she did dress you know. Valentino, she did wear you know. Gucci be the dress you know. I know they let us stress you. Say I'm put on the beat, ah.
Busy boy, make me dance,
make it dance.
Daddy, oh, make me dance,
make it dance.
Star boy, make me dance,
make it dance.
Daddy, oh, make me dance,
make it dance.
Busy boy, make me dance,
make it dance.
Daddy, oh, make me dance,
make it dance.
Star boy, make me dance,
make it dance.
Daddy, oh, make me dance,
make it dance. Make it dance. Make it dance.
She wanted, I did.